Well, today's gospel from John, of course, continues in the same theme. There is this whole examination, once again, of the heart and the mind. The genuine heart versus the, you know, ingenuous heart, you know, the heart that does not want to accept the reality of Jesus. And it's really interesting because I think in many ways it applies to our day, as we see the kind of this increasingly secular society kind of surrounding us. And, John's examining the motive of these Pharisees. By the way, John also acknowledges that there are many Pharisees that did actually accept Jesus, trust Jesus, and love Jesus, right? So, I mean, we do get all the Nicodemus, dimensions, this dialogue with this very just, Pharisee. And, of course, we get all kinds of things, too, with Joseph of Arimathea and all the, implications that there are many scribes who are following Jesus. So John's not kind of biased, but he's really intrigued by the ones that just cannot come to terms with Jesus. And I think for even himself, he just doesn't understand why they're not going to go all the way and just say, look, this guy is performing these miracles that nobody else does. He's doing exorcisms in his own name. He's doing, these healings. And he's raising the dead through his own authority and through his own power. He's not even appealing to Yahweh. He's acting like Yahweh. And he's assuming the entire mission reserved by Israel for Yahweh alone. And he's doing these works. So if he's not doing these works, by the power of God, then he can only be doing them by the devil, but he's exorcising the devil, so there's just no excuse for claiming that he's possessed, but they can't stand it. And they can't go right to where their mind is almost invariably leading, so hard to justify that he is not the power of God, the authority of God, the Son of God, the kingdom of God in their midst. It's so hard to deny. If it just depended on the mind alone, the sheer, preponderance of evidence would have persuaded them, John thinks. But alas, he finally says, well, what is it that's going on? Well, the first, just look at all the accusations that they make. It's a threefold set of accusations, but it is not born out of the mind. It is born out of their hearts. And as John is wont to say, it's born out of their disingenuous hearts. So the first accusation is, he's crazy, right? There's, un po' di pazzo, right? There's something wrong upstairs, right? But no, nobody thinks he's crazy. Only they're saying he's crazy. Everybody else is saying, my gosh, he's speaking with such wisdom. He's speaking with such authority, authoritative teaching. He knows the scriptures. He's the greatest rabbi. So, of course, that one's really not going over. He doesn't look like a crazy man. Doesn't sound like a crazy man. Indeed, sounds the opposite. Sounds like a wise man. Sounds like a prophet. Sounds like a rabbi. Isn't adding up the crazy. So they got to stop that one. So they decide on a new strategy, and of course you know what it is. Praise God. He is possessed. That's the problem. And now we're sure you're possessed because of the things that you say. And of course, Jesus, himself, says, if I'm possessed, and I'm doing all these miracles and raising the dead and exorcising demons, by the power of Beelzebul, would somebody mind telling me how Beelzebul's kingdom is going to stand and how this is going to work? I mean, look at the hypocrisy of what you're saying. How can the devil be casting out the devil by the devil's own power? Stop it. It's such a bad argument. It's not worthy of you guys, really, So that they've got to go, and we'll see in upcoming Gospels, as we prepare for Holy Week, they're going to go to the third level. Then you're a blasphemer. They're not even going to say, where did the power come from? because, of course, that is not working. So they're going to go to the final extreme. They're going to say, you're at least pretending to be God. To which Jesus says, but if I'm pretending to be God by doing the works of God, by my own authority and power, then how can I be pretending? If I'm pretending, then of course you should reveal my charlatanry. You should reveal somehow that how I'm faking it, how these powers that I exemplify, power of exorcism and miracles, raising the dead, you should be able to show that I'm faking it. But everybody around, this blind guy, was blind from birth. And that guy over there, he's been sick for 28 years. And that guy over there, he was deader than dead. And now he's back alive. You guys, you're having a problem here with consistency. How in the world could I be pretending? How in the world could I be making an unfounded claim to being God when I have the power of God invested in me? I don't even have to appeal to Yahweh. It comes from within myself, and the Father supports me in making that power manifest. You're out of room. You're out of options, guys. Your inauthentic heart, you can only choose to believe what you're going to choose to believe. You got to do what you're going to do, but it's certainly not consistent. It's certainly not logical. It certainly doesn't correspond with the empirical evidence. It just betrays one thing, that you're going to do anything you can not to believe. And it's that very choosing not to believe. Choosing not to believe in me. Choosing not to believe in the unconditional love of the Father. That's going to be your demise. Because you're under one impression. You can do it yourself. And you're under the second impression that you're never going to give up the power and authority that you have to anyone like me, because you think you can do it for yourself and you view me as a threat instead of salvation. And that manifests your heart. And where your heart is, there also your treasure is. And of course, in the end, that is how you will be judged. Instead of throwing yourself on the mercy of God, you reject the mercy of God itself. Not a great strategy. End of story. And that, of course, we got a couple more episodes to go. And we'll see how the hypocrisy continues. And Jesus patiently continues to reveal it. But in the end, you cannot win over a heart that refuses to accept some kind of moral authority, some kind of authority outside of itself. And in the end, that's what we really need for our salvation. Amen.